and gentlemen, y'all know what time it is. The 41 NASCAR podcast. It's the EG3, you're truly back in the building for another week of the NASCAR podcast. Showing 41, the latest in all of motorsports, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. Once again, this is another winner's episode edition of the podcast. And for those long-time listeners of the podcast, you guys know what I'm talking about. I'm going to get to this stuff later on this Martinsville recap episode of the podcast. And then later on, in the back end of the podcast, get set for some more short track racing in the state of Virginia. The Virginia Tour continues with Richmond coming up this weekend. And once again, only two series will be in action. The Porsche Truck Series was not in action last week. This time, the Xfinity Series will not be action this time around. Man, what a topsy-turvy weekend in Virginia, at least for this past week with all the rain they heard about leading up to that weekend, of course, and then having to lose with both those races. So the ones who went to the races got their money's worth, got a doubleheader out of the field on Sunday thanks to Mother Nature. And of course, my name is Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3 for the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. Yes, I said winners episode once again, and I'll get to the good stuff later on. Of course, we're going to start right on the low groove here with the Truck Series. Obviously, did not participate in the races last weekend due to an off week. They're back in action Saturday night. Yes, no, not Saturday night. Saturday afternoon, according to my schedule I'm looking at here. After the last time, the trucks were on the racetrack, of course, your recent Cup winner, Martin Truex Jr., took everybody to town and pretty much took everybody to sleep. Yeah, I'm still surprised about that one, how that turned out, everything. I was super happy, but surprised at the same time that Martin Truex Jr. was able to go on dirt, not very much experience on it, and just put these guys, these truckers, to shame at Bristol Dirt. So, well, at least for these guys, they don't have to do it with Martin Truex Jr., but he's the common denominator once again tonight on the podcast. Big win at Martinsville once again. Again, I'm trying to save the good stuff to later on in the show. But yes, the Truck Series back in action. No Martin Truex Jr., but you're going to have to deal with Kyle Busch on Saturday afternoon at Richmond Raceway in that 51 truck here. Time of this race, Central Time, 12:30 Central Time on FS1. That's Cleveland to 1:30 on the East Coast. MRN has coverage of that race. Let's take a quick glance at the top five in the standings, see the overall picture of things. John Hunter Nemechek, Ben Rose, that gap is only separated by six. What a start for Ben Rhodes in that 99 truck for Thor Sport Racing. He started off the year, obviously, with the two straight wins right out of the gate to open up the 2021 Camping World Truck Series season. JH wrecked out of that Bristol race the last time they're on in frustration. He's a new daddy. So congratulations to John Hunter Nemechek, a new father in the house, as he gets ready here to try to bounce back at Richmond Raceway. Sheldon Creed, Matt Crafton, Stuart Friesen, right now your top five. Right now, if you want to switch it over to the playoff position, yeah, JH and Ben Rhodes, 1-2, the only truck originals who've won to this point. Obviously, you dealt with Kyle Busch winning at Atlanta here. If I back up to the schedule real quick, two Cup guys have won the last two races. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., both in Kyle Busch equipment, obviously. And then you got to go back to John Hunter Nemechek at Las Vegas. So really, technically, for that whole organization, KBM, three straight wins going for a fourth
So I just, you know, I just did some quick math there, quick realization that Kyle Busch Motorsports won three in a row, going for a fourth, or somebody stop it. And really, Thor Sport Racing has run really, what comes to my mind, Thor Sport Racing has been, well, really, the last time around here was last year, in prime time, if I'm not mistaken, for these truck races, coming back to Richmond for the first time last year, and Thor Sport really showed up well, and they could be the kryptonite for Kyle Busch Motorsports. We'll have to see what happens. And at that race, come Saturday, the Xfinity Series is off. We'll get to that here right after this.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Another first time winner in the Xfinity Series last weekend at Martinsville Speedway. Why didn't I not think about this before submitting fantasy picks last weekend? I still did solid, still held my own in both leagues, in all my leagues I participated in, so still held solid here, and hopefully I can finish strong in segment one here down in the stretch. That's going to be the key here. We'll see what happens. But anyways, Josh Berry, obviously the story of, you know, Dale Jr. giving him an opportunity to drive his race cars, and obviously Josh Berry, being a obviously long-time listener of the Dale Jr. Download, gets around Martinsville pretty well. Why didn't I think about that? I have no idea. It didn't really occur to me until I walked in to after church to Roadhouse and to see him leading. Like, why didn't I think about that? It was too little too late at the time, but Josh Berry obviously has been an up and down. Well, really, mostly up for the most part, except the low light, obviously, the double bird. I believe this was at Phoenix, I want to say. My memory stands correctly, folks. He threw out the double bird, which is funny at the time. Not for Josh, who was very disappointed in that, but hey, it's the heat of the moment in that. But this right here, winning at Martinsville, first Xfinity Series win. This is the second time that we've seen a first-time winner this year, Myatt Snider at Homestead, and now you get Josh Berry. More importantly, I mean, people are playing him for him to run the playoffs. So we'll see about that. That car is playoff bound. We'll just put it like that. So it'll be interesting to see. But obviously, Dale Jr., very emotional after the race is over, talking about how emotional it was. Wanted to see him do well. Josh Berry, really, he's been really impressive since being in that car. I mean, Homestead comes to my mind, running up in the top five. What else? I think Phoenix, he was up in the middle of the top 10, somewhere in there. Daytona, he was very impressive. First speedway race for Josh Berry, and he's up there in the back end of the top 10 for majority of that race there. So this guy is a quick runner. This is Josh Berry, and he's old school guy. Earn what you get, and amazingly, repays Dale Jr. and scores the victory for him right there. Real, very impressive, and really, he leads the 1-2 finish for Junior Motorsports Noah Gregson. The controversial Noah Gregson finishing in the second spot right there. And obviously, this race did start on Saturday night with the weather in the area that got to, I believe, they got through, yeah, I want to say they got through stage one, because I did not tuned into the race on Saturday night due to other commitments there, and I believe it stopped right towards the end of, no, they got through stage one. Yes, they did get through stage one. Then the rain came calling, and it was called at night. Let's move it to the first race of the day on Sunday, and they finished it there, got through 91 laps there, and then they resumed the race after that, and then obviously the Dash for Cash, the first race for the Dash for Cash, also played an effect as well. But Josh's teammate Noah Gregson got that, won the first leg of the Dash for Cash right there. Josh Berry, I wanted to get to this here. Josh Berry led a race high 95 laps, and he was out front before rains came. I mean, this is a guy who knows Martinsville very well, races other vehicles on this racetrack, obviously, and he proves the point. I mean, the guy was hard to beat, and sure enough, he's proved the point. He's proved several points already in this young 2021 season that he can get in a race car and can handle it pretty good. And this is the culmination of that. You get to one of your best tracks, if not the best track, for Josh Berry, and gets it done there for him. And this is, I think, the second straight win for Junior Motorsports, if I'm not mistaken here. Yes, it is, because Justin Allgaier won Atlanta, knocked off Martin Truex Jr., held off Martin Truex Jr. there in Atlanta. Junior Motorsports now won two in a row in the off. Now you get another off week before big old Talladega. Next week, Talladega. Woo! That's going to be something there. And then they're not going to be racing Kansas. And when the series comes to calling to Kansas City, Kansas, which I live. Once again, for those of you who don't know, I live. That's my quote-unquote home track there. Kansas Speedway, less than 2 hours away. And I'll have more on that, obviously. With all the scheduling, with all the craziness of men that brings, might not be able to attend. We'll have to see how the weekend, we'll see how the weekend goes for sure. I'm just not really sure. I know I'm going off the railroad tracks here a little bit, but still though, I'm still going to watch the races, don't worry. But it could be from the comfort of my own home, at least for this round, at least, due to my wife's got a couple things going on with the dance studio. They got going on, they have a competition. So for the goddamn competition that weekend, and it's kind of set up a little differently, so they only dance there. It's been weird how they lay it out with these weird studio blocks anyway. So whatever that race, the day that falls, and I got a marathon that weekend as well, which Seth, it's gonna be a big weekend either way that weekend. So if that's gonna be real hard, I might have to sacrifice not going to races to stay at home. We'll see. I mean, it's a 4 day next, actually that's really 2 weekends away, I should say, but just thinking out loud here with you guys here on the podcast, the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3. Yeah, that's a 4 day, and that's possible that, and it's 50-50. She could possibly, there's dance studio could dance Thursday, Friday, which could be, I mean, that's probably could be the best thing in disguise there, hopefully. But if not, I mean, the race is on Sunday afternoon, so I mean, we'll see how it falls. I mean, so this could be one of those things that I could just get up and get a ticket and go to the race, but I just don't want to buy a ticket and waste money and don't be able to attend. So that's gonna be a crazy weekend, because I have a marathon on my spring marathon. Spring marathon finally going to go down in less than 2 weeks. Can't wait for that. Now I definitely babysitter, my wife's at home or not, I'm gonna be able to run that race for sure. So it's been a minute since I've ran a marathon. I'm not talking about the virtual. I mean, that's gonna be in my record, but I'm not counting that. So we'll see what happens there with that. Just more on that. No, I'm just kind of just freestyling here a little bit with y'all on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, but just thinking out loud how that's going to go. It's going to be a really hectic weekend while that's going on. So we'll just see what happens. Again, tell you guys up front, I might not be able to attend the races. We'll just see what happens there. But yeah, Xfinity, they're not going to be in Kansas City that weekend, but they're going to be turning around Darlington, May 8th. Woo! So they're going to be going over there to South Carolina. So weird set situation there. And then, because this is the 3Y NASCAR podcast, let's go one more down to May 15th, Dover International Speedway for the Xfinity Series. Of course, we'll have honorable mentions of the helmet stickers later on the show here. After Josh Berry's win, obviously, Austin Cindric still up front in the regular season standings. Daniel Hemric, the gap is too big. 42 points. And then Harrison Burton way back there in third. Justin Haley and Jeb Burton. That's your top five. Flip the script over to the playoff situation. This is where it gets hairy. And obviously, when I look at the screen, folks, Josh Berry isn't on that list there. So there are a few people on my Twitter line wanting Josh Berry to be in the playoffs. I don't know how that's going to work yet with his schedule, obviously. But if he did run full-time, he would definitely be in the playoff position as well. So Cindric, Almendinger, Schneider, Allgaier, and Ty Gibbs, according to NASCAR.com here, Ty Gibbs will be in the playoff position. That's an interesting situation. Ty Gibbs and Josh Berry. These cats right here do not have full-time rides. They only have part-time rides. That's interesting. See, they have Ty Gibbs here. I know you guys can't see. You can't only hear it. But if you go to NASCAR.com, Ty Gibbs is in bold. You don't see Josh Berry anywhere. Wondering how that's strange right there. So you're looking at that. Your top, just run down the top 12 here. Cindric, Hemric, Almendinger, Schneider, Allgaier, Burton, Haley, Gibbs, the other Burton, Jeb Burton, Brandon Jones, Jeremy Kmetz in the 11th spot, and ahead of Noah Gregson, who sits on the cutoff line. Interesting, with his teammate Michael Lynette, who's the first guy out. Wow. And then the impressive Brandon Brown, who I don't know where he finished at the moment. They were going to run through the top rest of this top 10 from the Martinsville race in just a second here. And I don't see Brandon Brown in this top 10. So he took a hit. Riley Hurst, 25 back. So it's still a little early, but interesting scenario there with Noah Gregson right on the cutoff line here. Speaking of which, he finished second, though. But for him, though, he won the first leg of the Dash for Cash. Good for him there. He led only 12 laps. Gregson did. Berry, Gregson, Hemric, Ty Gibbs. When I just mentioned, Ty Gibbs finished fourth in this race. Then Brandon Jones, your top five. Brandon Jones, good run at Martinsville. He led 16 laps. Gibbs, 28, along with Daniel Hemric. Austin Cindric finished 6th. Harrison Burton led 52 laps en route to a 7th place finish. Justin Haley, Justin Allgaier off the Atlanta win. And Michael Lynette, your top 10 right there. And Michael Lynette right there, the consistent Michael Lynette, another top 10 run for him right there. So he's going to have to get things going here very soon. And the next time, he'll have to showcase that, obviously. And I just said, Talladega, where anything can happen, that's for sure. Right there, the last time we're on a speedway, we'll preview this next week. Cindric won Casa de Demons and won at Daytona. We'll find out who will survive at Dega next week in the Xfinity Series.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
My guy, Martin Truex Jr., gets it done once again in the fourth quarter when it matters. Gets it done and makes the pass on Denny Hamlin with less than 20 to go. It was probably exactly 16 to go. I just got home, literally, from small group to catch the rest of the race. And definitely the move of the race there, the 19 pit crew who I have hammered on every time they do something wrong. And why? Because I'm a 19 fan, number one, a driver, 19 fan, I've hammered on this podcast. If you guys listen, I've hammered them time and time again for their mistakes. And this time, I got home, and next thing I know, the pit crew right there on top of things. And ironically, last year, I mentioned this on last week's episode of the podcast. And oh, by the way, Roster Cruise episode is up. It's been up for a while now. That came out on Monday. So if you have not listened to that, give that a listen. Give that a download. Give that a listen. iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you find your podcast. Good show with Raj Karuth. Being back on the show, we talk about a range of things, including his season or his rest of his schedule anyways. So that was a good conversation there. On the other last episode, did bring us up. I mean, the guy, MTJ, was in position to race Chase Elliott for a chance to get back to the Championship Four and go to Phoenix with, for the opportunity to race for a championship. The pit crew leaves one of the wheels loose, and that pretty much done him in. This time around, oh, how sweet it is. The pit crew gets some revenge, gets out front of, I want to say, Denny Hamlin's team, Ryan Blaney, the car of the show, show of the day, dominated this race. I thought he was going to walk away with it, and I mentioned the three guys, Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, and Mark Trescher. I might have said Hamlin. I'm not quite sure, but I know I said three guys potentially could repeat winners. No, I said Kyle Larson, Blaney, and Truex. I specifically said that to you guys on last week's show. One of these guys could possibly become a repeat winner, and for the longest time, Ryan Blaney looked like he was going to walk away with the thing. So, and how funny is this? So, Kyle Larson at Atlanta, oh, we thought he was going to walk away with it. Next thing you know, he used to stuff up in the final restart. Blaney gets around him, right? Okay, so now, fast forward a little bit, a couple weeks later, Ryan Blaney had a stout car, had a stout-ass car. Couldn't catch, especially on a long run. And then you make the mistake of running over a hose, whatnot, having to back up, lose plenty of spots. And then I believe they got penalized for leaving with equipment out of the pit box. You can't do that. Mm-mm. You cannot do that, leaving with any type of equipment out of the pit box. And we've seen this from Blaney. When you're right there for the win, and then something else happens. I mean, my driver does it. Everybody pretty much does it. But you have the car to beat, and Blaney, I think he finished just outside of the top 10. Barely. Yeah, he finished 11th, and he led a race high. No, he didn't. That was Denny Hamlin. He led a second race high of 157 laps in this race. But clearly to me, yeah, Denny Hamlin led all those laps last weekend. But clearly to me, the 12 car was dialed up and holding up the zip code, especially on the long run there, and did not finish a deal there. That's got to be disappointing for them, especially. That's got to suck when you have one of the dominant cars of the day and you make a mistake on pit road, as Martin Truex Jr. Xfinity Series Atlanta, right? And it's been plenty of times that Martin's done that too, and that's infuriating. It's special when you know you have a chance to win the race there. But clearly, yes, Martin did not have the best car before a change there, and came up big. He was up there the top. He I don't think he left the top five all day. He really in the top four for majority of the afternoon. It seemed like he stayed there all race long. And when the race turned out, probably for a change for Hamlin and Blaney, that race was not in prime time, because that 19 Bass Pro Shops Toyota, that thing woke up. I mean, that thing woke up once Martin, once that crew got Martin out, Martin just took a rest. And yeah, Denny Hamlin jumped out on Martin. That was the theme of the day. Denny was able to jump out early on the short run, but struggled on the long run. And at one point, you got to go back a while, but Denny Hamlin used to own this place. And now, Martin Truex Jr., say the name, Martinsville, all caps, Martinsville. That's three wins in the last four for MTJ, winning this event back-to-back now. And you go back to last year, he won this race under the lights there. He ran away with stage three. And it's kind of the same thing. At one point, that team was out to lunch. And then they rallied back. I explained it on last week's show there. And that thing just took over stage three here. Consistent. That car was consistent. Yeah, it wasn't the best, but that thing was absolutely consistent. It was able to fire off on the short run. Able to hang in there for the most part. Sort of fade away a little bit. in the long run a little bit there. And James Small, I mean, this team got speed this year. That's the thing from last year to this year, I think. Yes, this is the last year of the old car, whatever. But still, though, this team, I mean, the main thing is this team is fast this year. And I am stoked. I'm stoked about that. That's for sure. And Martin Truex Jr. becoming the first double winner this year instead of Blaney. There, that's big on his part right there to get it done right there. You don't want to, hey, we're going on another short track here in a couple of days. It's recording this podcast, Richmond, where Martin's won out before too. So, man, there's a crazy stat on one of the Twitter hands. I believe NASCAR, NBC, some O of 82, something like that. And now he's 5 out of his last 11, some crazy stat like that. So that's crazy. That's crazy, man. I mean, Martin's really improved on a short game. I mean, we all know he's pretty damn good on the mile and a half. That's bread and butter right there. But we all know, let's not forget about the short tracks, too. Not short tracks. The road courses. The road courses he's pretty stout at. I'm excited for Sonoma. I know I'm looking way too far. But, and now that you look at the short tracks, I mean, he's crappy at speedway racing, but I mean, he'll get lucky every six chances or whatever, but when it comes to the rest of the repertoire that Martin Truex Jr. has had, man, the guy, he can get it done, and he get it done again. He proved it to us that apparently he races dirt pretty well, and then he was right there. He should have finished top five there, dude, but could have didn't because of a flat on one of the front tires coming to the overtime. The restart of overtime there, that was very unfortunate there because he looked like he could have swept that right there, couldn't do it. But here, I mean, hey, you jump on at the right time here. Denny Hamlin falters, you knew the pattern going here, you knew you were a little bit better than Denny that was there, and Martin just jumped on him there, caught him. They raced hard for some flip. 10 to 12 laps there, we were finally Martin getting underneath him. Denny there, and he's running away from, I believe it was off of turn two. There, complete the pass and then just run away with it there when Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin went to battling for pretty much the rest of the run right there. So I don't think Chase would have got there. I would rather saw a battle between 19 and 9 again. Reflux of the duel in the playoffs last year there where Chase ran away with it in the fourth quarter there. And thanks to a mistake of the 19th pit crew, and pit crew redeems themselves here and gets the job done. Eddie Greer III, a 3-wide NASCAR podcast rolling along on this Thursday night. As I'm recording this on Thursday, April 15th, 2021, this will be out on Saturday. So I love posting these on the weekends. So that's where I've been sticking with due to my busy schedules during the week. So yeah, kind of just change up on y'all a little bit, be a little bit different than all the other racing podcasts, and post on the weekends right there for the race, get y'all fired up for the race, especially Richmond, round two of the Virginia short tracks. You go from Martinsville to Richmond, and Martin Truex Jr. will be leading the field, the green. So everything is right there and on line up with spades, baby, when it comes to that. So, man, it's going to be interesting to see who answers the call right there, but yeah. Chase Elliott second, quiet second at that, obviously, did not lead a lap, and your defending reigning champ still has not won a race, and even with that zero stat, Chase unfazed by that. Somebody compared him to Tony Stewart. So, obviously, we're still in the beginnings of spring, so in the summer, like I mentioned in past episodes, the summer schedule set up very, very interesting, with a lot of variety of racetracks. So we'll see what happens with that. But everybody's focused on Richmond right now. Denny Hamlin third, 276 race high laps there, and yet he's got to crack victory lanes after all that. Did not get victory lane right there, and we're staying in his backyard. We'll see if he can finally break through out of that. William Byron, fourth in the running order there, headed Motorsports. William Byron knows how to get around here, and great run for him. And Kyle Larson, obviously, talked about him a little bit on the last edition of 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Well, his great start of 2021 continues. Fifth for number five, Kyle Larson, Joey Logano, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, Tyler Reck said he had a good race car going into this race and pretty much backed it up. Started 13th, finished 8th with it, and finished in front of Kevin Harvick. Finished 9th, but hey, that's a lot better than what we all witnessed in the playoffs last fall with him and that race team. That race broke him. That race broke this race team there. That's a step in the right direction for him. He's another guy that hasn't had a win yet. So the two dominant forces last year of Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick shut out so far in 2021. And in your top 10 here before we go to intermission here, Kyle Busch, who will be starting alongside his teammate, I believe. No, that's wrong. I think that's Denny Hamlin. So we'll run down the starting 20 for the Cup race on Sunday afternoon, all other things as well. So we'll go down here to do the rest of the top 20 when we return, and obviously get to our EG3 helmet sticker of the week as well, and plenty more coming up on this edition of the podcast. Stay tuned. We ain't going anywhere. We'll be right back.
EG3 and the 3 Wide Podcast will be back on the track after this stage break.
Buescher 13th. Austin Dillon at one point was in the top 10 in this race. Finished 14th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 15th. Coming off the run-up finish from the Bristol Dirt Race with Bubba Wallace. I expected more from Bubba Wallace there. I really did. Even our guests, our past guests, Justin and Raja, that I spoke to on the last episode of the 3 Wide NASCAR podcast, said they're excited to see Bubba, and they were expecting more. I'm sure they were. That's got to be a little disappointing for Bubba there, but a 16th place finish, probably wanted more out of that. Ross Chastain, Cole Custer, Ryan Newman, and Eric Almirola. That's your top 20 there. Your notables here, Kurt Busch finishing the 21st spot. And then how about this here? I'm going to give a quick shout-out. Shout-out James Davidson finished 22nd. Yeah, I know he was, what, six laps down, but still, though, James Davidson, I believe he got in one of the early wrecks. Because this greatest fights also started under the lights, if I'm not mistaken, too. I want to say that, too. Yeah. So, James Davison, he was involved in, like, the first wreck in this race and somehow finished 22nd. That's good for him right there. Daniel Suarez, 32nd. Now I'm going down, skipping down here. Daytona 500 winner, Michael McDowell, 31st. Suarez, 32nd. Brad Keselowski, 33rd. Alex Bowman, 34th. These guys got involved in a big one there. And then, yeah, and then pretty much it. Corey LaJoy did not help me manage with my Steve Lavender random fantasy pick at all, which I've still yet to do, which that's probably a good reminder to do that when this recording ends. Corey LaJoy did not help matters with me, at least on that. So at least one of those fantasy was a turn flipped. Corey LaJoy finished shotgun to the field. Thanks, Corey, for that. That's kind of a look at the finishing order there. For Martinsville, we turn the page to Richmond there. Obviously, last year, Keselowski and Martin Truex Jr. winning. No. Keselowski, last time we were there, Keselowski won it. I want to go back a little bit. That's interesting. That's not what I wanted. Get that page out of there a little bit. Yeah, so I think, Richmond has one race now. Why was I thinking that? That was the playoff situation. Okay, so, the last time we were there was, to go back to September of last year there. Keselowski won the race, and this was in the playoffs. Yes, this was in the playoffs. So this was not too long ago. Keselowski won the race there. Brad Keselowski, he needs a good run here this weekend. Kind of get off Schneider a little bit. He's yet to win in 2021. Martin Truex Jr. finished second in his race. He got back in September. Joey Logano. Austin Dillon. Austin Dillon had a hell of a run. The last time we were there, he finished fourth. Chase Elliott fifth. Recapping the top 10 from that fall playoff race there. Kyle Busch, Kevin Harvick, Eric Almirola, Alex Bowman, and Clint Bowyer. That was your top 10 in that race. Then, obviously, your notables right there. Obviously, Bowyer's in the Fox booth there. I'm already talked about Harvick not winning. And he had a surprise right there. Also dealing with that surprise book of runs in that first round of that playoffs there. And he was up in the mid. He at one point in the race last weekend, he was one of the fastest things on the race car and got himself up to, fourth or fifth at one point. And then he's in the finishing the 14th spot right there. So that's racing for you right there. If they just put together and probably to see his teammate Tyler Reddick finish in the 8th spot. That's gotta be kind of steam coming out of both of your ears right there is what. So yeah, that's gonna be interesting to see Keselowski's. I know he's starting some 20th position there in his race on Sunday afternoon, which obviously if I can flip it to my other screen now here, as we'll talk about playoffs here in just a second. Denny Hamlin leads by a bunch in the regular season standings here. What was I saying? Oh, boy. Now I lost train of thought. I'll get it back here. Yeah, the starting lineups here in just a second. But, yeah, Brad Keselowski starts 20th place on Sunday. So, dang it. I was on a roll there, and then I lost it. But anyways, let's flip it to the playoff position now. Obviously, Martin Truex Jr., Joey Logano, Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, William Byron, Christopher Bell, Michael McDowell. And oh, by the way, with that, there's no 8th for 8. But still, though, that's 7 out of 8 races now. And Martin Truex Jr. now is the first double winner of the season there, heading into Richmond with all kind of momentum. Now you're starting on the pole. You finished runner-up last year, right? You've won at this racetrack before. So, man, I mentioned the first half of the podcast. This team is a whole step in the right direction where they were last year. Last year was kind of obviously a learning cue. No Cole Pearn in the pit box there. There's a lot of doubt about that. Jay Small had to get his feet wet a little bit. Got that Martinsville win last year there. Fast at times. And the inconsistency as well. And now it seems like they got the ship rolling a little bit now. from the gun. Really, I mean, they got caught up in that mess at Daytona earlier when Bailey, they're going to make their way forward, and they get caught up in that mess there. And then, yeah, since then, it's been all rules and goes, baby, on that 19 team. So that's been one difference from last year for sure. I mean, a buddy of mine from church saying, man, Truex fast year, and he's damn right about that. That's for sure. So that's probably not good for everybody else. And yes, Denny Hamlin is in his own camp. And yeah, there are some people that are frustrated that Martin's not getting play in tee time. to talk time or whatever, because Denny Hamlin's still getting the talk list. And I mean, we got two wins, baby. And Hamlin has none yet to this point. And hey, that could all change. You could finally break through in victory lane this weekend. Hamlin can, but Truex can definitely has the opportunity to really ride this momentum and get after Denny Hamlin. Look, Denny Hamlin, I mean, yeah, he's more, everybody looks at him as the high profile guy. So I'm sorry to get off this little rant, but I'm going to do it anyway. Hamlin, the high profile guy, Truex says, yeah, you know, let's put him off the side or whatever and talk about Hamlin and whatnot for about all the show. Well, you know, Denny Hamlin failed to close out Martin Truex Jr. in the fourth quarter of that race there. And I mean, Martin's got is a champion of the sport. Denny Hamlin is not a champion. I mean, he's one of the best to do it, but he don't got that. What's important right now? Denny Hamlin has had plenty of chances, even before Martin Truex Jr. Turned his career around, the Cup career around. Denny has plenty of chances to get that championship and hasn't gotten it. Okay, so that's proof in the pudding. I like to put my proof in the pudding, where put it where the action is, right? Right, you know what I'm saying? I mean, all this talk about, you know, don't worry about that. I mean, some people can back it up, and hey, that's totally fine. Other people, other folks like just love to hear themselves talk and can't do anything about it. So, you know, with this situation here, I mean, yes, Denny Hamlin, everybody wants best for him. I mean, we've heard this talk for what, 3-4 years now, about, hey, you know, can Denny win a championship? I mean, that's, you know, I'm gonna steal something here from a podcast that I just started listening to. I don't know why I just started sooner, but I've enjoyed every episode so far. So I'm gonna leave that podcast nameless for right now. So it's not a racing podcast, it's a basketball podcast. That's all I'm gonna say to that. I'm gonna steal a phrase that he's gonna have to show me something in crunch time, you know, Denny Hamlin. He's gonna have to show me something right there. Martin should have shown me something that he can get up on the wheel and pass clean. I mean, he's done it all his career, right? And I know I'm kind of fanboying or all this other stuff, but hey, the proof's what you're watching. Proof is what you're watching in on the races, right? Martin got it done, didn't move him out of the way, didn't do anything. And TV screen to move his ass out of the way. But instead, you know, and I knew in the back, in front of my mind, he ain't gonna do it. Mark's not gonna do it. He ain't that type of guy to do that. So he's been highly criticizing not doing that. But he proved everybody else, you know, he can pass for the win clean. And he did just that. There's a little touch here and there. But hey, you know, Martin let him know that he was there. I mean, he let him know, that's for sure. He let him know that he was there. And he passed him, finally got rid of him there off of turn number two there after a couple of close calls. And yeah, Denny has been a pain in my rear end when it comes to these two guys racing. Homestead comes to mind there. That could have been bad. Taking Martin up the high line there and possibly out of the stage win, something like that. That pissed me off. There, Las Vegas. I can go on and on. So yeah, he's been a pain in my ass this year. So until then, otherwise, you gotta show me, Denny, that you know how to close. Playoffs is gonna matter. I mean, I know we're in mid-April. We're a long ways out, but still, though, when it comes to crunch time, I think Denny Hamlin like won a race in the playoffs last year, if my memory stays correctly, at Talladega. Where even then, he should have probably not won that race because he went to the yellow line. A lot of people say he went to the yellow line. But, I mean, I don't know what it is because, yeah, I'm going to steal one of those famous lines on a podcast I just started listening to that you're gonna have to show me in the playoffs. That, I mean, you can win all the races you want in the regular season, but when it comes down to the crunch time, you better be on your A game. That's for sure. And it seems like for whatever reason, this 11 team falls flat on its face every time a critical situation wakes up. I mean, yeah, for the exception, probably the walk off at Phoenix a couple years ago to get him in the homestead, where of course, again, you fall flat on your face, putting big ass duct tape in front of your car that pretty much take yourself out of the picture for a championship. So they find ways to take themselves out, whether it's Chris Gabehart or Mike Ford or whatever. So I mean, yeah, I'm at a point now that you're not that this 11 team, you gotta show me something in the playoffs. I mean, I'm done. You know, regular season, it is what it is. I mean, you can lead. I mean, he has a big ass lead right now in the regular season standings. That's nice for him, whatever. But when it comes down to it, I mean, you're gonna have bow up. You're gonna have bow up in playoffs. That's what I gotta say for that. So sorry, folks, for that rant there. That was a pretty good damn rant, good rant right there about that. So fans of Mark Trish Jr. and other people, other drivers out there, or Chase Elliott fans and whatnot. There you go. There's some little poop action right there. Denny Hamlin's gonna have to show us something when it comes crunch time.
You're listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3.
Numbers heading into Richmond here. Obviously, the Joe Gibbs scripting theme continues. Eddie Gritter III, appreciate y'all for downloading and listening to tonight's episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3. Kyle Busch leads all finishers, dating back to my numbers from 2018. Average finish of third. Mark Trish Jr. is there as well. Kyle Busch, 2 wins in that span, 5 top 10s. Mark Trish Jr. has same amount of wins and 4 top 10s. Kevin Harvick, who, that's kind of a little surprising, a little bit there. Average finish of 5th. And 5 top 10s to go with that. Brad Keselowski, your recent Richmond winner, 5 top 10s along with his win last September. Joey Logano, 3 top 10s. Chase Elliott, also the same. And then, yep, our favorite person, Denny Hamlin, 3 top 10s. That's one of the average finishes of 8th place. Right there. So Richmond, once again, for those of you interested, this is a Sunday afternoon race here. Trying to finish strong here for y'all. Richmond Raceway, 2:00 Central Time, 3:00 Eastern Time on Fox MRN, doing double duty this weekend as well. And I believe this race is called here, if I can scroll back up to the top of my screen here, where I have some of my notes. Here, the Toyota Owners 400 Sunday on Fox. So we'll see if the Toyota theme rolls into Richmond and continues, whether that be Truex, Hamlin, Busch, and let's not forget about Christopher Bell. Christopher Bell in the Xfinity Series. When he was in the Xfinity Series, he won like 3 or 4 times. So let's not forget about him as well. So that could be a sneaky sleeper pick in fantasy here this weekend. Now I lost track again of what I was going to originally say. Okay, so real quick here. Dang it. All right, so I made my power rankings. I'm just going to go down through these because went on that rant a little bit too long, but it was a good rant. How to get it off my chest. All right, so I finally got around to my power rankings debut here this weekend on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, and you're going to hear this from here on out, even in the playoffs. And no, I don't have 16. That's too many in my book to count here. So I just doing top 10, and I got 2 wild cards on top of that. And I'm going to start with the wild cards here. The starting line, I'll get to that in a second. All right, so we're going to do this starting lineup, and then we'll wrap up the podcast tonight with the helmet sticker, EG3 helmet sticker of the weekend. If you've been paying attention, you might, you might know where I'm going to go with this. I might have y'all fooled. We'll see. All right, so wild cards I have here for going into Richmond, Tyler Reddick. And yes, I know that he ain't won a race yet. Everybody's still looking at him. He could be the next first-time winner. Hey, it could come at Talladega next week there. But I got Tyler Reddick in that spot. And in the other wild card spot, Chris Buescher, coming off a top 15 finish. He's been pretty competitive this year in the 17 for Roush this year. So that's my two wild cards heading in there. So that's that. There are your top 10 here. Starting at number 10, I have Kevin Harvick in that 10th spot right there. Yep, you got no wins this year. Joining him at number 9, Kyle Busch there in the Cup Series. He's got a win in the Truck Series. Kyle's yet to score a win this year in the Cup Series. Christopher Bell, now we're getting into the rest of the way. Should be the winner. Actually, except for one of them. Christopher Bell got him at number 8. Blaney, 7th. Yeah, he ran good at Martinsville there, but for whatever reason, they can't close the deal for whatever reason. Chase Elliott, I have it in the 6th spot. Number 5, William Byron. I have Byron in the 5th spot. Joey Logano at number 4. Kyle Larson is 3. Denny's 2. And Martin Truex Jr., MTJ, is my number 1 heading into Richmond on Sunday afternoon on Fox. That's my power rankings this week. And I'll be doing a lot more of this going forward. So definitely, yep, is probably the 2 wild cards. Probably not what you're expecting. Tyler Reddick and Chris Buescher, obviously a name that I left off of here. Keselowski, we'll see what he does this weekend, obviously. He's going to have his work cut out for him, but I think he's going to be up there contending here, not before too long here. All right, so your starting lineup here, I kind of been teasing it all night on the podcast here. It came out yesterday with all the mathematics, whatever you want to call it. Martin Truex Jr. will lead the field to green on Sunday. Denny Hamlin, 2nd. Chase Elliott will start 3rd. William Byron, 4th. Joey Logano, 5th. Kyle Larson, 6th. Blaney, Bell, Harvick, and Kyle Busch. That is your starting top 10. If I go further into the starting top 15, Austin Dillon, Chris Buescher, Tyler Reddick, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., and Bubba Wallace will roll off 15th. And yeah, Brad Keselowski, 20th. Kurt Busch will start 17th here. McDowell will start 23rd. Alex Bowman, 24th. Daniel Suarez in that Trackhouse 99 will roll off 27th. Going around and ring around to Rosie. Eric Jones will start 30th for the 43 car for RPM Motorsports. So that's kind of the starting 15. And some notables for you. You can find the other rest of the starting lineup. If I did not read off your favorite driver, you can find that NASCAR.com and some other places as well. Folks, been a good show tonight on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Time to end the show. You know, I know y'all know how I do it. The EG3 helmet sticker of the week. Before I get to that, though, you know how I do it. Honorable mentions. And before I get to that, yes, there has been a couple people that have mentioned me a little bit, including one of my good Martin Truex Jr. buddies of mine, saying to go after, to try to interview at some point this year, Bernard Pollard. Yes, I have not gotten around to mention him yet. Obviously, he's too busy trying to make a comeback in the NFL. Super Bowl champion, and people have said that if I got him on a show, that it would be a damn good show. People would download and listen to it. So I might have to blame my good buddy about this, but hey, I mean, if we can start some type of movement about that, then we could probably get it going at some point here for sure. I mean, that's definitely for sure would be a must listen. That's for sure. So we'll see. I do have others, a couple other people that I'm interested in having getting on to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, but the movement has already started there. So we'll see what happens there. But that will be a hell of a show, that's for sure. So I wanted to talk about it on the last episode, didn't get around to it, so I wanted to touch on base on that tonight for you guys on the show. So we'll definitely, Bernard Powell, have been too busy trying to make a comeback in the NFL, trying to come out of retirement after, you know, being on. He's still watching, at least from what I'm reading, he was on it last year, at least as far as trying to get to know the sport of NASCAR and whatnot. And he still asks questions, but he's not on there frequently. He's too busy. He's focused on his goal, getting back into football. And hey, I can talk about that too now. Hey, people forget. Yes, I'm a runner, but hey, you know, I played football since I was young. I know how this works. So definitely, we can talk about that too on the podcast. So hey, that's why this is called Three-Wide NASCAR Podcast EG3, baby. This is EG3 time, baby. All right, real quick. Helmet stickers real quick. Arnold mentioned, I've said this guy named a bunch in the last 10 minutes. Tyler Reddick, Arnold mentioned, top 10, got up on the wheel, and he's been really impressive. That's back-to-back top 10s, if I'm not mistaken, for Tyler Reddick. And now he's coming on to another short track here. Let's see if he can make it 3 in a row for that 8 car. That's some big momentum there. Ryan Blaney, all mentioned, could have been the EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week. Didn't get it. Obviously, he's the all mentioned of the week. Throw in Truex in there. So, obviously, he gets the all mentioned as well for that. People probably would thought I would give him another Helmet Sticker for that. But something else happened that was huge, and I'm working my way up to that. Ty Gibbs, another solid run in the 54 for his granddaddy, and continues to get it done on that front. Arnold mentions ticket for him. Noah Gregson, big run for him, finishing in the second spot. And on top of that, winning the Dash for Cash. That got lost in the shuffle a little bit. I was not aware of that until I hopped on the old Twitter before the Xfinity Series race, and then we were recording the episodes during that time as well. But Noah Gregson, much needed, a good finish for him for that 9 team. Junior Motorsports, by the way, finished 1-2 in that race, in that Xfinity Series race. And I went outside the box on this one here. Stephen Parsons, top 20 run at Martinsville, earned you a place. Any honorable mention for the EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week this week? Attaboy, Stephen Parsons, getting it done on a paperclip. And to wrap up tonight's show, obviously, this leads up to this, obviously. And EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week, oh yeah, that's a no-brainer here. Josh Berry's gets it. And my streak of different EG3 Helmet Stickers continues. You know, Mark Trishinger broke the different winner streak there, trying to go for 8 for 8. Martin had other ideas, hey, which is a good thing. But my streak continues of 8 different EG3 Helmet Stickers drivers getting it. And this time, another first-time winner in the Xfinity Series gets it done. Josh Berry, again, like I mentioned in the first half of the podcast, old school. He's worked his rear end off for an opportunity to drive in the Premier Series. And Dale Jr. has believed in this dude. And it was in one of the episodes last year of the Dale Jr. Download that he had Josh on, and they went through, Josh talked about their story, their upbringing a little bit, and brought it back. And Martinsville is very high on Josh Berry's list. He knows how to get around that place, and if you get the equipment to do it, you better take advantage of it. Josh Berry checked all the boxes and more. Josh Berry, EG3 Helmet Sticker of the Week.
listening to the 3 Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3 Wide.